girls don't name their daughters Monica anymore. Now no. it's now you need Karma. And Essence and
yeah,
Karma.
And,
you know, Essence those, is an old ass name too. Anybody name
it's not that old.
Brooklyn's
yeah. Luna. I love the moon.
Yeah, yeah, it's, Luna, like, yep. It's just like weird, like the Monicas. Where you remember the
Agathas?
Yeah,
Agatha.
Like, you've dated an Agatha?
No.
But so you're not old enough to date an Agatha. Agatha is like right after slavery.
Oof,
that's like Agatha.
Stop. No warrior now.
Welcome to a new edition of the new Rory and Maul show. I am Maul.
I am Eden.
And we are back after a weekend of fun-filled activities.
It wasn't really
that fun, but we're going to lie to the people. No. We did it. We had a great time. We traveled the world a little bit. Had the PJ on the runway.
Of course.
And made it back just in time to talk to the people.
Must have been a different group chat. I didn't get an invite to the PJ.
It's okay. Sorry. It's all right. Same. The PJ was a small one. It wasn't
good. Gotcha.
Yeah, it was a small one. But how you feeling? How was your weekend, man?
Why do people take the really small PJs just to say they're on a private jet?
Like quick trips.
Yeah, but you could pay for first class.
Yeah, but you don't want to, you know, you want to.
And it'd be better than that small ass PJ.
Yeah, but you want to be able to have fun on the jet with whoever you're with. You want to, you know, maybe want to have a lady with you, do some things.
I mean, just wait till you land.
So yeah, man, no, weekend was in the house. You didn't really do nothing?
Yeah, I was chilling. I didn't really do much.
I was going to go to the Yankee game, but I decided not to, and I'm glad I didn't because that was the Friday game, and they got their ass beat by the Red Sox.
Yeah, but the I was going to go to the Saturday game, and then I saw the rain. Yeah. And I was like, "Fuck, I'm not."
Yeah,
going.
Then the rain, but then they whooped the Red Sox ass Saturday. I should have went to that game.
Yeah.
It was just a chill, quiet weekend for me.
All the joints on my Instagram story were at the weekend show at MetLife.
It looked great.
He brought them out.
It looked great. That show looked great.
Yeah, I don't know who did the set design and all that, but it just looks like an incredibly well put together show.
Well, the weekend, you know, once you do the Super Bowl,
you
literally have people begging to produce your stage show after that. Like, you have these companies that are like, listen, we have this new technology where we can literally elevate you over the entire stadium for this whole show, and it looks like you're walking on air. And, you know, once you do the Super Bowl, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, your career is in
there. They got technology. You don't even need to be there.
Yeah. Like, no, you can do this
from
home.
You can be at home.
Yeah, you can stay home if you don't want to really hit the road, and we can just, like, you know, put the whole green screen up. Like, so. You know that his show is going to be amazing. I'm going to try to catch one of the shows. I'm not sure when he's back near New York, but
I think he's in Boston now. Yeah, he's probably just doing the East Coast run.
I'm going to try to catch one of those shows.
I mean, stadium shows are hit or miss for me.
Why?
I don't want to say I like live music, like super intimate, but like stadiums, unless you're a Beyonce or somebody I know. And it looks like Weeknd's doing that with the show. That's like really putting on a fucking show. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not just performing your records. Mm-hmm. I can get with it. But anyone else that just, especially like these older artists that are just going on back on the road and can fill up stadiums. They old. They just sitting there like, oh, play that shit. I don't want that in a stadium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't mind that in a more intimate space. But that's just, I don't know. Stadium shit, you got to be a really... You have to be on the show.
You have to put on a whole production. You have to have a lot of explosions and, you know, lighting and everything. It has to be a full out production, and that's not for everyone. You have to be a certain artist. You have to be at a certain point in your career to actually do stadiums.
Yeah,
but you know, that's a nod to the Weeknd and where his career has gone and the type of artist that he is now. So,
what's the best live show you've ever been to?
Yeah, I think we have, but the best live show that I can remember, the Kanye Glow in the Dark shit was hard.
It was great.
That was dope. Drake Scorpion show was dope.
I really enjoyed Drake Scorpion show.
Yeah, Drake Scorpion show, his
you,
Scorpion
You were
show.
Unimpressed, but I was very impressed.
I wasn't. I was standing there watching. I wasn't singing along and jumping up and down like everybody around us was worried.
Well, one of our favorite actors was tonguing a girl down in public.
Damn.
But I'm not a chatty patty.
Yeah, no, but Drake Scorpion show, Kanye's Glow in the Dark. Yeah, I think that's it for me that I can think of right now as far as the best shows I've seen, as far as production.
I think Yeezus at the Garden.
I didn't see that.
Favorite. And Tribe opened, you know, right before Fife had passed. Mm-hmm. Well, a few years before, but that was the first time they had been together in a minute. And just having Tribe in like the Garden to open for Kanye was fucking incredible.
Yeah.
But that Yeezus show was like a Broadway play. Like that was one of the most well put together things I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. When he did Coldest Winter, bro, it got cold in the arena and snow came down.
What the fuck? That's funny.
And then he climbed a mountain with ballerinas. and sacrifices NPC. I was blown away.
That sounds like
I was blown away.
A great time.
Sounds like you need to be high to really take all of that in. Like, yeah. You can't be in this sober. You have to be high taking all that in.
On the Run 2 was cool. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot just because, I mean, you get the Beyonce performance plus yeah. Jay songs we like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But those, yeah, those are probably...
I'm looking forward to seeing Bad Bunny at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
Are you guys going together?
I'll be there.
No, I will not be anywhere near Eden for that. He's going to be screaming entirely too loud for another man.
That's true.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward because Bad Bunny is, you know, when he had this album roll out and he rolled through all the five boroughs on a truck, I already knew like, okay, this is one of those artists that's like, he's going to tell his team, this is what I want, make it happen. Mm-hmm. So I can only imagine what a show in Yankee Stadium, I'm hearing it's a beach.
Yeah.
He's going to have set up.
There's a beach inside, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that alone, I already see where he's taking this show. So I am excited to see his live. I don't know Spanish like Wait, that.
So like, where,
I don't know the songs, but I just want to see the artist.
Where the floor would be the beach, like
so.
The
it's like they have the stadium.
It's a stage,
the regular seats, and then yep. they have their seats, and then like in the middle is a playas, which is a beach.
Okay,
not playa, playa,
playa,
la playa,
la playa.
You could have just said beach.
I mean, they call it la playa. You know, it's in quotes.
Yeah.
That's actually a fucking incredible idea.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Holy shit.
I'm looking forward to that.
No, you're excited to go to the beach with Bad Bunny fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am.
And
yeah.
Have you seen some of his fans?
Yeah. They're gonna be out there. They're gonna be out
going.
There.
Have you seen
he's not, he doesn't care about yeah. the music?
That Puerto Rican side coming out strong.
I'm from the Bronx. I have to go support, you know, the Bronx. Yeah. It's gonna be a big night for the
That's
Bronx.
That's what you're doing? Is supporting right. the Bronx?
Supporting the Bronx.
Night for the Bronx.
Due to circumstances outside of our control, Rory, Ye will no longer be performing at Rolling Loud Miami 2022.
Why would we have control over that?
Well, you know, they think that, you know, we have control over it. Yeah. If we call Ye and tell him, listen, man, the people mm-hmm. thought you were going to be there. They went out and bought all of these tickets. They bought outfits. They booked flights. They booked hotels. And I believe a week before, because it is this week in Rolling yeah. Loud, mm-hmm. Kanye will no longer be performing at Rolling Loud. Now, they have announced a replacement, if you will. I don't know if you can replace an artist the caliber of Kanye West, but you have to put somebody in that time slot to headline mm-hmm. Rolling Loud, and they decided to go with Kid Cudi.
Hilarious.
Now, I'm a Cudi fan.
Mm-hmm.
Think Cudi's
Listen
great. To Cudi. I think Cudi is, you know, a unique artist. I think he birthed a lot of these artists that are popping now. But when you talk about replacing Kanye West with Kid Cudi is going to receive some slack that he's not warranted. He didn't ask for that.
Yeah.
He didn't
like
ask
they,
for that.
They booed Drake when they thought Frank Ocean was
Yeah, it's right. like he didn't, even though that still is the craziest shit in the world to me.
Listen, I could.
This is different.
I could maybe get the boos if Frank was scheduled and supposed to come and you went to go see a Frank Ocean show and another artist came out. I could see that. No one ever said Frank was coming.
No one ever, not only that.
That's
not,
a rumor the fans started on their own
but here's
in
the, difference.
The festival.
Here's the difference though, Rory. They replaced somebody that they never even said was coming with Drake. The biggest artist in recording music.
Yeah, but you got to, that like, future crowd is
I get it. No. I get it. I understand. But still,
yeah.
This Rolling Loud thing is totally different.
Oh, for sure.
Kid Cudi is not the biggest artist in music. Good artist, good music. Good style, good, you know, influence on the culture, if you will. He has a following. I understand that. I like Cudi. Mm-hmm. But this is Kanye West we're talking about. So it's like, if you don't have somebody on that.
Who would you have?
But who's on that level?
Yeah. It's nobody on that level. I mean, other than the obvious, the Drake, the
I guess when it comes to performing,
Beyonce,
Travis.
Maybe Rihanna.
Travis, you could maybe, just yeah, performing
even
wise.
Travis, I'm pretty
sure he puts
have
on.
Something about it. But Travis is, you know, his history now with shows is not that great.
Oh, everyone forgot.
Yeah,
I mean that respectfully.
No, that festival got canceled too.
I'm just saying that.
The first time he was supposed to be on stage after that shit, that show got canceled.
I'm
Tickets
aware,
weren't selling.
It's not been brought up. It's not on his jacket anymore.
I'm just saying, we don't know, is what I'm saying.
And it doesn't take away from anything. It's just the people that I think are full of shit that canceled him.
Well, you can understand in that situation why people were upset and felt a way about
sure.
Travis. They felt like, you know, even though we know how these shows go, Travis is not responsible.
Name's
for that.
On it. It's cool.
Yeah. So it's his name and they're going to point to him. But yeah, Kid Cudi received a lot of, you know, I guess hate comments, if you will. People are, you know, canceling, saying they're not going to Rolling Loud. They didn't pay to see Cudi. They don't want to see him. I don't know, you know, what Rolling Loud is going to do, but I'm almost sure that the refund requests have been
insane,
through the roof. And it's unfortunate because it's only 5 days before.
Yeah. I mean, not to say, again, I would still be upset if I paid, you know, I know most people travel for this too. It's not just people that live in Miami.
Exactly.
To go see Kanye West and he's not there. But you do have Future. You do have Kendrick Lamar as other headliners.
Oh, no. It's definitely a good lineup. It's good shows. It's good artists. But we do know the impact that once you put Kanye West on a show, people are going to travel from a far, far state and cities to see a Kanye West.
Rolling Loud is turning into Fashion Week to me. And I mean that in regards of I feel like every week is Fashion Week for summer. I'm like, oh, it's Fashion Week again?
And that just happened? Oh, every week is Fashion. It was just swim
Rolling
week.
Loud happened.
Everybody had bikinis on this weekend.
Does Rolling Loud happen bi-weekly?
It feels like it.
Yeah.
And shout out to them.
Like mad Rolling
they
Loud.
Put out a safe concert that kids seem to love. So shout out to them, because I know that's an extremely difficult thing to do that they do. And to do it at that volume, I really feel like Rolling Loud is every other week.
It definitely feels like it is every other week, or we just time just flies and it just comes around before we know it. But either way, this is a good lineup. I think that people should still go because there are a lot of good artists that hopefully still will be there and won't cancel. But I understand that people being upset about Kanye not being there because he is Kanye West. You cannot replace or, you know, substitute an artist for Kanye West.
Can you get a refund if something like that happens?
I mean, maybe they did something to where you can't. Maybe in the fine print. Yeah. I don't know. But I can see why people would ask for a refund, though.
Right.
I get it.
I mean, I'm sure you can sell your... If it's through Ticketmaster, you can put it back up for sale. But even then, that's a crapshoot.
Oof, yeah.
And then there's also ticket fees, which I don't think you get reimbursed for even when you sell your tickets. Yeah, it sucks.
Nope.
Well, I just hope it's a safe show.
Yeah, hope it's a safe show. If you are still going, have fun. Roll some loud, if you will. And enjoy the show.
Got him.
I mean, this is what... Listen, man, you know, I'm just here for a long time, not a short time. The OVO weekend, because you brought it up. You said you was thinking about going.
I was thinking about going. Until I saw the inflation. Is this because of Russia too?
No, this is directly a result of Biden. This is all Joe's fault. This is you know, these ticket prices.
I think so too.
I'm just joking. I don't know if it is, but fuck it. Let's put it on Joe.
Let's do it.
Imagine if Drake came out and was like, this is really because of Ukraine.
That would be sick. And I would be scared and I'm leaving Canada immediately.
Those ticket prices are fucking nuts.
But what did we think though? What did we think? When you get an artist like Wayne and Nicki for the reunion.
I get that. Wait, is that for all 3 days? Those ticket prices get you that 3 day thing?
Yes.
All right. That's still fucking insane.
It's still almost $1,000. Absolutely.
Wait,
not.
It is for 3 days. You sure about that?
I'm pretty sure.
Can we? No.
Well, let's do our Googles. Let's do our fact checking.
Yeah, please. Because we need to find out. If that is for 3 days, then that's not that bad.
Yeah, I guess. That's still. But then again, it's not like an all day festival for 3 days. It's really a concert each night.
Right.
Which is different.
Yeah, but if you have access to the show for 3 days for $800.
Mm-hmm.
So that's almost $300 a day.
That's a lot of fucking money.
It is. But we're talking about three of the biggest artists.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like you said, you don't know who else he's bringing out.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure the first day is going to be Justin Bieber and like all these crazy Canadian acts, I'm sure.
I can only assume that The Weeknd is going to touch the stage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, The Weeknd, Nicki Minaj, Wayne, Drake.
Oh, yeah. Those are definitely for like the whole weekend.
All right.
Okay. So
I'm not too mad. That's still outrageous.
It's a lot. It's pricey. It's pricey. But if it's for 3 days, and like you said, you know, Drake could be bringing out. Now, what's gonna determine if this is feasible or not is if when we see who he brought out.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, he has brought out some interesting guests. So it's only safe to assume that he is going to have some big dogs. I'm pretty sure people are calling because they know Wayne and Nicki is going to be there.
Maybe that's why Kanye canceled Rolling Loud.
Mm-hmm.
I can see him bringing out Ye.
Is it the same weekend?
No, but...
Oh. You know.
you know, sometimes contracts where you can't perform.
No.
Two different countries.
Kanye could do what the fuck he want to do.
You can't perform around here for 30 days.
I could definitely see him bringing Kanye out, though.
I could.
I could see Kanye coming out for
I could see Kanye bringing out Pusha T if Drake brings out Kanye.
No fucking way. You tripping. That's not happening.
That's not happening.
Drake just posted a caption that said, yo, come across the border. Like, we're friendly. Trust me. Pusha T is not going to be on that stage. I can guarantee you. No, fuck. Listen, we could talk. We could think logical. We could have fun. We could joke. One thing I can promise you, Pusha T will not be a part of OVO Weekend.
Fair. And I'm not I'm not suggesting that he would be. I do think
Kanye, my ass. Kanye got all the relationships. And I'm sure Kanye, if anybody commend the problem and issue with Pusha and Drake, it would be a Kanye West. It won't happen OVO Weekend.
I think Drake would be fine with it. I don't think Pusha would do it. And not because Pusha's mad at him or anything. Listen, I just think Pusha doesn't care.
I think like, I think Drake would be fine with it. I think Chubb's gonna be right there in the cut waiting. Like, oh yeah, y'all pieced it up.
That's how he was looking at the free Larry Hoover shit. Like, yeah, I ain't with this, man.
Yeah, it's always gonna be one of the homies that didn't know that y'all had like a talk and just gonna be waiting in the cut. And as soon as he see you, he taking off. And it's just like, yo, fam, we squashed it. And he didn't know. He like jumped. Yeah. Like, oh, I'm thinking we still on go with homie. Like, yeah. I didn't know it was over.
I actually thought this free Larry Hoover shit was the setup.
Yeah, like, I thought
we was going to jump him here on Larry Hoover.
Yeah. So, I mean, listen, we know Drake has relationships and anybody would love to hit the stage that weekend for OVO Weekend. But Pusha T won't be a part of it.
I guess.
And Pusha would. I don't think Pusha would do it. Pusha not fucking with that.
We really let Jay-Z do an I Declare War concert and then he hugged Nas on stage.
Yeah, but
y'all man's.
He did. He did. It was a great moment though. They needed to squash that because that beef was
just, oh no, just but do it at the World Peace concert.
Nah, I declare war, but they were declaring war on the government. So you ain't even you were just on the surface. You ain't really go.
No, I understand. Vote or die. Yeah, like I get it. I didn't vote and I didn't die.
I'm still here. Still here. Healthy.
Great shirts though, Puff. What an aggressive thing to say to somebody. Vote or die.
It's kind of like saying if you don't vote for me, you're not black. It's kind of the same thing. Mm. But you know, I don't know. That's just me. That's just how I take it.
It's like calling Eden a breakfast taco.
Absolutely.
Wow. I didn't say that.
That he got at the bodega.
At the bodega, yeah.
We're in the fucking twilight.
Do you think the Blooms of Miami will be at Rolling Loud?
They'll definitely be there. Maybe not. Maybe they're protesting. Maybe they're offended.
The Blooms?
Yeah, absolutely.
I have no idea what a Bloom is.
Yeah, a Blossom. No, it was a Blossom.
Blossom,
right?
Yes. So
there you go.
Blossoms. Blossoms will be in attendance.
Miami Blossom.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what those OVO ticket prices. I don't know if...
Will people see you guys there?
Do you remember when Nas wanted to hang Jay-Z on stage?
Damn.
Why are you trying to reignite this beef?
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm just thinking
Let me start some white-on-white crime.
Please do.
What about you and Michael Rappaport?
Mm. I would love to have Michael Rappaport on the show.
I would love to have Mike on the show, too.
I love Michael Rappaport.
This is not...
I mean, I know Michael Rappaport. He's not favorable amongst other people.
I don't like that shit he did with Katie. I still don't like that shit. But I would love to talk to him about it.
Mm. Let's do it. I'll text him
about it, yeah.
Can y'all call Rich Paul and bring him on the show? Can y'all call Rich Paul and bring him on the show?
No. It's like the third time we've tried.
Okay. Rich Paul is very busy right now.
Right.
Anytime before draft or right after the draft or... Right before the season, not a good time.
Yeah, so all
I just seen that Adele was going crazy in Paris.
No, like, during the season, yeah. But right before the season, it's a hard time making sure all of his clients are doing what the fuck they're supposed to do in the summer.
I think we're running out of challenges.
Why you say that?
I just think we should all accept that maybe the challenge era of social media in our lives is done.
Can I
show you the latest challenge?
You think TikTok killed the challenges?
Probably.
I just think we started running out of challenges. I mean... At this point, the rotor challenge?
The what?
The rotor
challenge. I have no idea what that is.
Like a helicopter rotor?
So, I'll explain for audio purposes.
Yeah.
We'll put the video on YouTube. You've seen helicopters before.
Of course.
You know, like the top of the blade.
I came by boat, but yeah.
Of course. I mean, you know, when they, at the border, sometimes they have those flying over.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's, yeah. That's cool.
Got it.
They have lights trying to shine on you guys when you hide behind the bushes.
Well. I believe
we're going to get canceled.
Ghetto bird.
I don't know if that should be edited. Anyways, so yeah, the rotor challenge is you stand on top of the helicopter and then the blade begins to spin.
The what? All the videos here.
So this man is sitting Indian style on top of a helicopter.
You can't say Indian
style. Wait.
With a helmet on. I just think we should accept that challenges are done. if we're doing this now,
it's probably the most dangerous thing I've ever seen. But sure.
The helicopter is now spinning at full speed, and he is on top of the blade.
He can't hold on to that. He's going to fly off. He's dead.
Look at his head.
He's dead.
The helicopter is now lifting off the ground with this gentleman still spinning.
Yeah, but how did that end? We got this just to live.
Can we just go back to dumping ice water on our heads?
Yeah.
Because this is...
Yeah, but even that was stupid.
I can't compete with these challenges.
Would you rather plank?
Planking was stupid, planking but was that fun, was safer though. Than this.
I had a blast.
You were on a chimney. It wasn't safe at all.
Yeah, I'm not plank champion of the world. No, but this was crazy, though.
You took your craft real serious.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You were an expert. Don't try this at home.
I had to let people know that, you know, if you're going to plank,
we looked so stupid.
This is what you do.
You had to push the culture forward.
Absolutely.
The what?
The cinnamon challenge?
I never did the cinnamon challenge. That was more for, like, younger kids. That was always stupid to me. I knew that was stupid. When you had to try to swallow a spoonful of cinnamon.
You know how dry and how much cinnamon burns in your fucking throat when you just eat it like that?
I would never do that challenge.
It's just stupid.
People were dead ass.
I don't understand how people are so bored with so much access, though. Because I could see us in the 90s as kids doing that. Like, we didn't have the internet. We didn't have, like, we had to make up games and just, like, do shit on our block, like, to entertain ourselves.
You had the answer in there. We have so much access that just nothing sticks with us. We just have to do something. Like, we're
people
not impressed
are dying
by anything.
For attention.
Like, people are dying for just dying and being stupid. People are dying for being stupid.
They're sitting Indian style on top of helicopters.
That's not a real challenge though, because first of all, you don't have access to helicopters to do that. So people can't even get that off if they wanted to.
Speak for yourself, Brokey.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is a whole part of the internet that's just like billionaires kids that are super popular. So they would have access to the helicopters.
Maybe jets.
Yeah, but even then, this gentleman looked like he obviously worked for the Air Force.
Mm.
He's probably got fired or suspended.
Wait, just because he had a helmet on?
Well, no, I mean, it looked like a military plane. You can't go there if you're not in the military and sit on top of those helicopters. That's not happening. They're not letting you do that. these guys are just dumb. They work on helicopters. They was like, fuck it, we're going to do something, have fun with it. But that's very stupid. That's one of the dumbest challenges
I've
ever seen.
There's that. There's the Tide Pod challenge where kids are literally eating Tide Pods.
Yeah, but that was funny.
I think if you're stupid enough to eat a Tide Pod, do it.
Natural selection.
Do it.
Maybe you shouldn't have been
Listen,
here.
One,
dumbass.
The earth will rid itself of germs and diseases one way or another. Like,
people
the
included.
Earth will find a way. The animals will find a way to kill people. Like, you shouldn't even be in this part of the ocean, sir. Why are you here? I'm going to kill you now. I'm going to eat you. And I'm going to deter the rest of your fucking beings from coming this far into the ocean.
There's just certain things I don't care to find out. I don't need to know if I can hold on to a helicopter blade while it's flying.
Yeah,
I just don't need to know
that. What is the challenge? Can you hold on?
Basically. And not die.
And
that's
die,
a
yeah.
not die challenge. Because if you make one move off that shit, you're going into the
you're in the
blades.
Yeah, you're in the blender right
yeah,
there.
You
like, you think
smooth.
You flying off? No, you flying into the blades.
You flying there, and there.
Yeah,
and Hibachi, he had the blade right? behind him
yeah.
that was going.
You're now Hibachi.
That has to be fake.
Now Hibachi.
Hibachi. You like Hibachi? Now you're Hibachi.
There you go.
And
that's one of the dumber challenges. Some of the challenges are cool. Remember the milk crate challenge? That was like...
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
Don't do the rotor challenge. That's stupid. You're going to die. And I think that gentleman probably did die, which is why we didn't see the end of that video.
Yeah.
But you got to think the people that were filming are just as sick because they were in...
Well, people in the military are... You have to be crazy to join the military. Let me just say that.
Or poor.
No, listen, if you want to go be stupid and do that, have a blast. If I'm going to film it, I'm going to be almost a mile away because if you do go through that blade... I don't want your blood and limbs all over me.
Yeah.
Right.
They were in earshot of a limb hitting them right in the face.
Well, maybe
covering his iPhone with blood.
Well, you know what? Maybe because they work with helicopters. They know something we don't. Maybe they know that if they maybe cross their legs and they just hold that, there's no way that they can fly off of that.
Oh, like something with rotation. Yeah, that like it catches. It's impossible to move. Type.
They know something that we don't know.
You know when you went to fucking like... the Jersey Shore, like carnivals, they had the spin thing that you could go
the
against
worst
the wall.
Shit, the worst, that's the worst fucking ride.
Our parents put us on there.
That is the worst fucking ride.
Yeah, that should be
known to mankind.
Maybe it's like that. Maybe you stick to the
with the fucking
blade.
Walls that go up and down, like the pads. That yeah. shit hurt. The pads were not pads. That
was called the
cement.
Rotor. That's hilarious.
That's the name of the ride.
So maybe yeah, maybe you just stick to
that. Was the worst shit in the world.
Yeah.
You get sick, you throw up on everybody.
And Gravitron. That's another one, too.
I hated that
they
shit.
They marketed it so good, too, because the outside looked like a spaceship.
Right.
And it was a flying
shit.
Saucer. Then you get in there and your whole cheeks is up against the... Yeah.
You dizzy, you sick. It's just not a good time. I don't know why our parents like just let us get on that.
They definitely scrambled our developing brains on that.
Oh, 100%.
My brain was scrambled on that shit.
There's something sick about amusement parks when you think about it. I feel like amusement parks are just like...
We like the thrill.
No, but I think like they're like human case studies, though. Go I think on. They're like, let's make a ride that will literally spin people mm-hmm. upside, twist them, turn them, and let's see how many people actually come and get on this shit.
Yeah.
There has to be a study on human like behavior. Like, why would we sign up to stand in the... And you get mad if you have to wait too long to get on this crazy shit.
You sign up for it, yeah.
That's me.
Like, we'll spend more money to get a pass to get to the front. Mm-hmm. To get on this crazy shit where we might fucking...
Skip the line throw up death.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck is wrong with humans?
They got us.
Ma, you don't like roller coasters?
I hate roller coasters.
I love roller coasters.
I love roller coasters.
I hate
roller
coasters. I got maybe 3 roller coaster rides in me when we go to a amusement park and I'm done.
Okay, that's not bad.
That's not bad, though. You're not 3? Afraid of them. Some people are
not
like terrified.
No, I'm not afraid of roller coasters. I just get like, from the too much banging and shit, I get like a crazy headache.
Pause.
Like a crazy headache. Like until I get nauseous. I'm like, I can't keep getting on these rides. But I'll do like, I'll go to the amusement park and
play
games.
What about when you were younger? I know you're, you know, of age now.
I'm 40 years old. Yeah. Is that of age? Okay.
But I just mean like when you were a kid, like.
I still always got headaches. Really? I never really liked amusement park. Like I 3 roller coasters, maybe 4, but then it's like, all right, I got to chill. I got to just.
Yeah, let me get a big turkey leg.
Yeah, I got to eat. I got, because I get nauseous. I get a headache. Like I'm just, we could play video games, funnel cake. We could do all of that shit, but I'm not getting on these fucking rides. Like I can't do it.
Now you have me thinking about the concept of amusement parks.
Yeah. A big ass
turkey leg. It's definitely human case studies.
It's supposed to
fuck up. The games is to see how well we like can navigate through like. You know, obstacles. It's like a weird, a big ass fucking
man,
rat
race. No, it's take it's, your money because that shit is set up so that you.
It's, oh, a, no, case, take, it's a case study on scams. Like, yeah. Let's see how much we can scam people and get away with it.
Yeah.
And then you get to the roller coaster and it's, let's see how much faith people put into strangers that built this.
Yeah. And the kid that's working there for the summer that says, hey, buckle up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll really do it. I'll really listen to you.
Oh, my. Yeah. My favorite part is when they do the shit comes down or it's the belt. And they just go like that.
They shake it. Yeah.
This 80-pound 14-year-old is going to be the one that knows if it's that
resistant. Amusement parks are crazy. I'm telling you, they're human case studies for humans to just see our behavior, our patterns, what we like, how many people keep coming back. Because they keep track of all that shit, which is how they know how to design new roller coasters. Like, okay.
Right.
Not many people got on this last summer. Let's add some more turns and twists to this one.
The ones like, that go backwards.
Yeah, yeah. Like now you can stand up this whole roller coaster. It's like, fam.
Let's fuck up their stomachs and put awful food that'll fuck it up even more. Oof. All at the same time. Yeah, the stuff they sell.
More sugar in the funnel. We need more sugar in the funnel cakes. They're not going crazy enough in the parks anymore. Add more sugar.
Nathan's glizzies.
It's crazy.
You know that, well, it's not just at the Jersey Shore, but like when you're in the ball and it's attached to the strings and it shoots up.
Yes.
Oh, no. Nah.
Oh, the slingshot.
Slingshot.
Nah. I never fucked with shit like that.
I did the slingshot when I was a teenager at Seaside Heights.
Oh, you're crazy.
And I paid, like, with the little bit of money I had, you know how much $20 was when you were, like, 14 and even in 2004?
Like, last year week.
Paid all my $20. Oh, yeah, when DMX was on that shit, it was great. I did that shit, and that one looks more safe. They put that fucking belt on me, and I said, "Wait, so nylon is supposed to keep me alive
a
in this?"
Belt?
In this?
Just a belt?
It had a smaller version of that, but the nylon kept it together.
Your shoulders, yeah. But it's a seatbelt that clips clasps onto.
Yeah, like that's only safe because the nylon is holding it down. And I was like, "Oh, just nylon's gonna keep me awake."
Oh hell no!
It was fun though. I enjoyed it.
Why do flight attendants get so mad when you don't buckle your seatbelt?
Well, it's kind of their job to
their actual job description is like safety experts.
Yeah,
it's not to give us drinks and peanuts.
But that's the big part of her job.
Yeah, but what is the seatbelt really gonna do?
You know, well, what if the plane?
Well, turbulence.
Like, yeah,
because if there's turbulence and you don't have your seatbelt on, and then you get hurt, you could sue. So.
Listen,
okay, so nobody.
If the plane goes down, it's not going to matter that nylon's around your
waist. This seatbelt is not doing anything in this turbulence.
If you have turbulence, your seatbelt will help you not bounce around the fucking plane.
I was on a flight to Atlanta years ago.
How much turbulence are you talking about?
Shout out to Rory.
Sometimes planes go through really bad turbulence when things fall.
I'm about to tell him. I hit an air pocket. Well, not me. I wasn't driving. The pilot was. But
he wasn't flying?
Seatbelt sign, it came off. There was... giving out drinks and food and shit. Beautiful day, not a cloud in the fucking sky. Mm-hmm. We hit an air pocket. When I say drinks everywhere, all of us left our seats and came back down. I wish I would have had that nylon belt on. I was wearing the dude next to me's drink. If I had a seatbelt on, at least I would have stayed.
Yeah.
Someone separated their shoulder. Like,
damn.
If you would have had a seatbelt on, it would have sucked, but you wouldn't have went out of your seat right. and like onto someone else. So
so the seatbelt is so that if we hit an air pocket,
you don't or just big turbulence too.
Yeah. According to the Irish Times, the main purpose is to protect you during turbulence. Yeah.
Why are you looking at the Irish Times? Because he's Irish?
It's the first thing that came up. That's why I said shout out to
I him. Just think it's funny, like takeoff and landing. I mean, I get when you land, you just put that seatbelt on. But taking off, you're already going back this way. A seatbelt's not saving us if you take off wrong.
Yeah. I actually never have my seatbelt on during plates. I put the blanket over me so that they can't see that the seatbelt isn't on. I never wear the seatbelt. I love turbulence. It feels like a roller coaster to me. I love turbulence.
She needs therapy.
Yeah.
She needs
some metaphor for the trauma, the ups and downs of her life.
Yeah, like you've been hitting potholes of of turmoil in your life for years. You've been in air pockets of fucking domestic abuse. Like, what the fuck is wrong with her?
It's a metaphor that she's never felt secured by the environment she was in.
The turbulent.
So she's so used to not.
The turbulent times, the air pockets of life have been kicking your ass, huh? Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry that no one was a seatbelt for your childhood.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But God is your seatbelt.
I'm sure there's flight attendants.
Go to God and pray.
Yes. I want to talk to you about Jesus Christ.
Do you have a moment? They always ask, do you have a moment?
I want to talk to you about Christ. Quite frankly, no, the no, fuck I know. I thought you were my wingstop, actually.
If you say he's everywhere, I'll go talk to him. I don't need you.
Yeah, I just spoke to him.
I'll talk to him by myself, man.
Yeah, I don't need you. I just spoke to him this morning.
Yeah, we're not cool like that. Talk to Jesus by myself.
Right.
Nick Cannon.
Oh, God.
I mean, we love Nick. We got to, you know, we got to find time to always talk about Nick Cannon.
Entrepreneur.
Amazing father of nine.
Many.
Right? Nine, I believe.
I believe it's more than nine, but.
Well, he's back in the conversations. He posted a picture on Instagram, and I believe the caption read, it was a hashtag in the caption.
Mm-hmm.
It says, I said I would never do it again. But finally doing what the world wants me to do. And then he puts a ring as an emoji. Now, Nick Cannon, I'm not sure if you notice or not. The world does not want you to get married. The world wants you to wear a fucking condom.
Or get a vasectomy.
Yeah, like, I don't think the world wants that. You know.
I mean, maybe he should have done it because she wanted to and he wanted to.
Fuck if she wanted to and he wanted to.
But he pulled some Kanye shit.
I can't
The day before, Damaris showed me the clip.
Mm-hmm.
He still wants Mariah. The day before the engagement, he's like, yo, I was in love with my life.
Yeah, Nick, I don't know, man. I just think that you should just, you know, I think 12 kids is enough, I'm guessing.
He has 8.
Well, he said he wants 3 more before the...
Oh, yeah.
11, maybe.
I mean, yeah, field a baseball team.
I like Nick Cannon, man, because he persevered through a lot of shit, and people thought he was corny, people thought he was trash, and he was able to create a show and take it on tour and be on TV for however many years, make however much money he's made. He has twins with Mariah Carey.
Damn.
Yeah.
I've seen some of y'all baby mothers. She ain't Mariah Carey.
Mm-hmm.
Not even close.
I think most people would say that.
Not even close. Y'all can say what y'all want about Nick
Cannon.
Look
at the bar you're setting for the rest of us.
No, I'm just saying. No. Because if we look at a lot of people's tweets, they killing Nick Cannon.
Mm.
We can look at a lot of y'all baby mothers. They ain't killing Mariah. So.
Well, I have a question.
Are you BM shaming?
Go definitely
ahead. I BM shame all the time.
But they brought new life.
When niggas have crazy baby moms, I'm like, yo, what were you thinking?
Crazy how, Maul?
See, now she wanted to define crazy. You know a crazy bitch when you see a crazy bitch.
No. Oh.
Like, why would you have a baby with this girl?
Okay, you talking about looks-wise? You talking about actions-wise?
I don't care about looks. That's you. You got to look
subjective,
at her.
Yeah.
You got to look at her as well.
Yeah, I don't got to look at her. I'm talking about crazy. Yeah. Like, yo, this bitch is wild. She's fucking crazy.
Like, crazy, like she...
Crazy. Stop trying to define crazy. You know what a crazy bitch look like.
Because I'm trying... There's...
Why people act like they don't know what crazy is?
I'm with you all.
But what you mean crazy?
Like, hold on.
Like, yo, this bitch.
I don't know if that's really crazy. You know crazy.
Like, yo, what's wrong with this bitch right here? Like, that type of bitch.
I mean, like, okay.
Somebody got a kid with her.
Is she wild? Like, okay, is she Chrisean Rock crazy? Like, Blueface's girlfriend, take her tooth out crazy? That kind of crazy? Or is she, like, pop up at your house crazy? Is she
so a woman?
Yeah, all of that in there somewhere. It's a gumbo. It's a pot of emotions.
Everybody looks at crazy differently. That's why I'm thinking you mean like somebody that makes you look crazy. Like, yo, you got this wild, like this bitch is a wild thought. Like that kind of thing.
Yeah,
that's what
that's part of it.
About.
That's in the pot too. Yeah, that you pop up.
Well, that just
up,
makes you
shit.
Crazy, not her.
You break shit. You throw shit through my car window, through my crib. You know, got the security calling police every other night.
Hide the knives.
Yeah, like what is you doing? But what you had to ask me though? You said I gotta ask you something. Or you said let me ask you something.
Yeah, ask me.
Somebody called you?
No.
No, we're all at the edge or back of our seats.
Oh no, it wasn't anything of really importance. I'll let you continue the topic.
Oh, I thought ask the question now. I hate when people do that.
Yeah, no, like, I had a fashion advice thing. Well, are people still allowed to wear G-Shocks?
The homies that's locked up, that's like a stunt when you locked up.
Well, that's a quality watch for prison. Not that I've been to prison. Yeah. I would just imagine that's a very useful watch.
Yeah.
Especially the rubber one. Like,
yeah, you can count your...
it's good in the showers.
You can time yourself when you're running your laps, working out, things like that inside in the prison.
It's a reliable watch.
Yeah. You mean like in the free world? Like, in the free world, I wouldn't...
In the free world?
Like, in the free world, I'm not going to buy a G-Shock. I would just get an Apple Watch at that point.
Damaris, are you selling G-Shocks?
Apple Watches is like the fly, like G-Shock. Now, G-Shock is like, Apple is like the watch now, Apple Watch.
Okay.
Yeah. Boom. Get an Apple. No G-Shock. Get an Apple Watch. Yeah. It's more functional. It's more, you know what I mean? I'm actually going to buy an Apple Watch today.
Nice.
You are?
Yeah, I want an Apple Watch.
Do you really want one though? Like, I got bought one. It was a birthday gift and I just put it on after a month. The only reason why I wanted it is because when I was working out and like counting my steps and stuff like that, but.
It's the Nike training app thing. Somebody was showing it to me. It's super dope. I was like, no, I got to get the watch for that. Like, that's...
It's good for sleeping, too. It'll monitor your REM sleep.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, see,
or does yours shake you and tell you to breathe?
What?
Wait, yes, it does. Yeah. See, I don't want that feature. How do I turn that on?
You can turn it off, though.
My watch better not fucking shake me.
Nah, it kind of...
I do the shaking around here, goddammit. Like, you will not shake me. Tell me to get up. Hey, wake up. What?
Nah, no, it kind of gives you...
It'll tell you to breathe.
Nigga, I'm breathing. How the fuck am I still... I'm still here. Ain't I breathing?
Some people stop breathing.
Wait, what? You think the watch is... Wait, if somebody stops breathing, the Apple Watch is the last thing that needs to shake them.
I view it as serious life coach feature. Like, just take a breath, man. You're doing okay.
Yeah.
Oh, like when your heartbeat is like... your heart. Yeah. Okay, maybe that's like, yo, just relax. Calm down. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. See, that's why I want Apple. Do things like that.
The first time it happened to me, I can't lie, I was offended. I thought they were trying to call me stupid.
Why?
Because it said, hey, remember to breathe. Like, what am I? You fucking serious?
Am I dying over here?
How dumb do you think I am?
Like, I'm fucking breathing.
The
I'm
most
breathing
instinctual
just
thing on earth ever is to breathe.
The Apple Watch, though, I do like it's all of those little type of things, though.
You mean the serious watch?
It's a little invasive at times. It can be a little invasive, but I mean, I think everything is invasive. We can't hide anymore.
Counts your steps. Tells you when to stand.
I like that. I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that.
You get your notifications.
Keep you moving. Keep you active. I like that. I think that's... You know, if you're going to create a watch like that, I'll buy it.
What about Pradas?
Pradas, what? Sneakers?
Mm-hmm. I see people still
you're
get
from
them
uptown,
off every
so I
now
thought
then.
You would give them more grace.
Yeah, but Uptown, you know, we was never really big on Prada sneakers. We Uptown niggas wore Maury's. That's what
maybe
wore.
The Bronx wasn't. Harlem was super with it, like, at least with my era.
No, niggas wore it, but Uptown was, I'm telling you, the sneaker Uptown that people wore when you talking about, because it is, I don't really like designer sneakers. Let's just say that. I just have a thing. I just think sneakers belong to Nike, Puma, Adidas. Leave it there. We start talking about designer sneakers. Gets a little weird for me, but.
You don't have no Gucci sneakers?
Never.
What about some loafers?
I would do Gucci loafers. Shoes. Yeah, absolutely. But the sneak, I'm just, design, I'm just a little sketchy with designer sneakers. I'm like, it's just a little corny to me. And I know I'm one of those people that finds corniness and everything, but the designer sneakers, the Louis sneakers, the Gucci sneakers, I wasn't Geechee enough for that shit. That's like Geechee shit. That's like country shit.
I think there's definitely more corny designer sneakers.
Turn
me on, babe? No, she likes lotion.
That's that good lotion. Listen, yeah, they got it on sale right now. If you go to Target, you got to go to the back. You got to go to the back rack at Target. They got it on sale.
The
I believe this is a little almond mixed with a little patchouli. Almond patchouli. That's what this is, base.
You explain the wine list to her?
Yeah, go to town. Go to town, base.
Basley's looking long.
Yeah, it's all good.
But yeah, most designer sneakers are kind of corny. But I think there are some good ones.
Yeah, I just never really...
I like Gucci ones.
I like the, what do they call that? The silhouette of that shoe. I think there's really corny ones of that silhouette.
But you like... Yeah.
The ones, I like.
I'm a fan of those LV trainers that I saw online before.
I think Dior makes the best designer sneakers.
Like, why not just get Nike trainers?
That's true.
See, that's my thing with designer shit. It's like if you're gonna make first of all, and then you look at the shoe, it's a mock of another Nike or something that already exists.
Mm-hmm. I posted on.
So that's why it's like I'm just like I would just wear the go get the Nike.
Did you see when I was in Atlanta? What was that designer store that we went to across the street when we were staying over there? From Lenox Mall.
We went to the Louis store at Phipps. It was the Phipps Plaza, but we went to
But
the
you know,
Louis
like
store.
The downstairs.
I only went to get a belt. Let's be clear about that. I didn't leave out of there with no sneakers.
I wasn't even going to talk about anything.
I don't know.
I left with a belt. I forgot my belt at home. I didn't pack my belt, and I was like, I have to have a belt.
I was in the basement of that where they have all the sneakers, and I posted on my story. I forgot what brand it was. Legitimately took the Iverson question. Like, it's the exact shoe. It wasn't Prada.
I forgot what it was.
It was the Prada's.
Yeah.
Prada did that.
No, I know for a fact it wasn't. Oh, I know. That's not the one I'm talking about. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, it was the one that looked just like AI's. It's kind of crazy.
And that's what I'm saying. If you're going to do that, just wear the original shoe.
But then what about when designers do sweats? Like, people wear sweat designer pants and sweat designer shirts.
Listen, man. The Damaris asked me a simple question. Do I like Prada's? I mean, I'm not mad at them.
All I said was, is it okay to still wear them? Still get them off.
I think women can. See, women are different. Women's fashion is different. Like, women, y'all can wear a lot of shit.
Them ugly-ass Prada. I'm talking about the old-school Prada sneakers that was popping in, like, 2009.
The patent leather ones?
They trying to bring them back. Yeah.
And I've seen some people pull them off where they don't look crazy.
Dudes only started wearing those because you couldn't get in the club with hard bottoms or with sneakers no more. Mm-hmm. That's when those came in. Mm-hmm. When it was like, yo, we still want to wear sneakers, but these is, like, designer. And it's like, yo, you can't get in this... With no Nikes, you can't get in with no Adidas, you can't get in with no Pumas.
Niggas wearing them to prom.
Yeah, like it's like,
oh,
that was for the dudes that wanted to still get in the club, but you had to have on some type of shoe. Design, it couldn't be like an athletic sneaker. That's when those came into play. Mm. But I was never, like I said, Uptown, like the Maurice was like big.
Margiela did them. That's that's insane. Me
those. Yeah, yeah, that's the Reebok.
I'll send you this photo to put
that's the
on
Iverson.
YouTube.
That's just the questions. Iverson question. Yeah.
Like, that's fucking crazy.
I would just go get the Iverson questions before I bought those. I'm not buying it just because it says Margiela on it. Like, you can't... Like, it's so many designs. Like, and what a lot of people don't know in fashion, a lot of these designers, they literally take... Yeah. They'll take a pair of Levi jeans. Mm-hmm. They'll take a pair of... Yeah, they'll take a pair of Lee jeans, which is good denim, because that's, you know, these are denim brands that's been in business for over 70 years. Mm. So the denim is quality denim. But they'll take those jeans, slap something on it, you know, distress it a little bit. Now these jeans are $1,500.
Yeah.
This is a $70 jean right here. Mm-hmm.
What did Virgil say about fashion that they killed him for? But I was like, yeah, he should be saying that.
I forgot.
Something scam. Like, fashion's the biggest scam ever.
It is. And that's why I just can't, a lot of the shit I can't get into. But I know I'm, you know, and I went through that phase. Even of me buying, I mentioned it to Rory, like buying so many sneakers.
Yeah.
I fell into that. Dumb shit. And it's just like, why the fuck? You look up one day and you're like, why am I doing this? Like, why do I have all of these fucking sneakers? Oh, like, it's unnecessary.
COVID, that was the best thing for me that came out of COVID as far as like realizations. I have so many fucking clothes. I don't wear any of these. I don't plan on wearing any of these.
Bro, it's the dumbest shit.
My habits of buying clothing and shoes after COVID.
For me, it's over.
Is so much different. I don't buy shit anymore.
Yeah, I can't
keep overflowing
doing that.
Of stuff that I'm never gonna wear.
Yeah, I can't keep doing that. I can't. I start seeing sneakers on people's feet. I'm like, damn, those are hard. I have those still in the box, never worn. Don't even know I have them. It's just like, all right, enough.
You said about those New Balances that you came in.
Yeah.
At our photo shoot, you're like, oh, I think I have those. Let me.
Didn't even forgot. Seen them. I was like, oh yeah, I got those. But it's just like, you know, all of that shit. I don't know. I fell into it. I fell victim of it. You know, but it's over. But. Women, I think y'all could still wear those Prada patent leather sneakers, though. If I see a guy with them, I'm like, I would have just did some Stan Smith, something plain like that. But women, y'all can get that. Women could wear designers, labels. I think that's for y'all. I think y'all could get all of that shit off. Men, not so much.
I was such a hood booger. I used to love a girl in Prada's.
What is it? I was such a hood booger. I've never hood.
You ever dated a girl in Griffey's?
Of course.
That's if you're a real hood booger.
What?
Oh, my God. That was
I thought that was ill.
In the Bronx, in Puerto Rican, she wore some Griffey's to your crib. You for sure was getting that pussy.
Yeah.
Griffey's to the crib? With the ankle socks? Oh, yeah, she's ready to
Unfortunately,
fuck.
The only Puerto Rican women that wanted to sleep with me wore black Air Force Ones, but...
Ooh, no. Ooh. You got to stay away from those.
Yeah, pussy was all right. She was just fucking... Oh, no, you know, we know who she was with the black...
The pussy going to be fire, but her dad is a Latin king for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She got on the all-black Air Forces. Her pops.
You were getting set up.
Original Latin king.
For sure. But anytime a chick wore jeans with no belt and black Air Force Ones, I knew the head was crazy.
Oh, my God.
Double entendre, both.
Well,
her head was crazy and her head was crazy.
Girls don't wear belts with jeans anymore.
I know, but at that time, it was weird.
Yo, and if it was different. And if you lived in a walk-up with no elevator, and she walked up, she was going to get you that pussy. She ain't walking upstairs for nothing.
It got common.
She ain't walking upstairs to just chill.
It got common around the Apple Bottom era, but remember when the back pockets went away? But like before it was a trend. Mm-hmm. Those chicks were crazy too. Anytime she ain't had back pockets in her jeans, before T-Pain and all that made it
not having
crazy.
Back pockets is just funny.
But yeah, Ma, I trust you for your fashion takes. Listen, we should have a fashion
segment. Anytime.
With you.
Now? I don't think people want that from me. You think so?
Yes, I do, actually.
But my style is so, the older I get, the more simple I am. But I've never been like a label guy. I never really liked a lot of labels. I never really liked it. Yeah, I was never that guy. Like my shit now is really simple. Like I wear shit that I just saw some sneakers on. This is how stupid I know I am. I saw some sneakers on one of the ads on Instagram, mm-hmm. and they wasn't bad. I never heard of this brand.
There's a few that
Yo,
end up in my ad.
I never heard
shit,
of this brand.
And I'm like, oh, those look all right.
Actually, I'm gonna try to find it. I never heard of this brand, but I'm looking at them like if these was Nikes, I would definitely get them.
But that, see, now you're just being a slave to the brand rather than what it looked like.
No, but that, we all are slaves to the brand.
100%. But I mean, it's just, not just with clothes. You look at name brand shit in the supermarket. At Duane Reade, it's like, I'm not getting the Rite Aid version. I got to get the...
I'm probably giving them a free ad or free pub with this, but these sneakers wasn't bad.
Send us some free stuff, please.
Yeah, those are hard. I know that brand, yeah. That pops up in my shit, yep.
Yeah, I was like, yo, wait, these are kind of... These ain't bad.
What's the name? The only thing that scares me.
But fuck it, I'll say the name. The name is Clearweather. Clearweather brand. A couple of these sneakers popped up on my timeline. Whoever's at Clearweather brand, I do want to buy. I do want to support, but I would like to
test drive them.
See the sneaker first, feel it. I want to see what the
just
fabrics
say you want them
are.
To send you some free shit.
No. I would love them to send me a pair, but size 10 and a half, if you're listening.
Yeah.
But the reason is, Rory, because I'm so...
Those are hard.
I was going to buy them, but I can't tell if the material is really, if it's good quality.
And if they'll be comfortable. Yeah.
That's the only reason why I can't buy sneakers online. Like I have to feel the shoe. I have to at least be familiar with the brand. Like if I buy a pair of New Balances online, I have New Balances. I know what they.
I'm saying that's why it's okay sometimes to be a slave to the brand because I know what Nikes feel like. So
I know what to expect. But from this brand.
Even with clothes too, I know how they're cut because of this brand cuts things that
exactly.
way.
Exactly. But from this brand, I never saw these before. I zoomed in. I'm looking at the texture. I'm looking at the fabrics. I'm looking, you know what I mean? But it's still like, I can't tell.
Here's the thing. And I'll be honest why. And this is going to sound like I care about people's opinions too much. I think we all, because it's not just this brand. There's been plenty of IG ads that I've just gotten of sneakers I've liked, clothing I've liked. But we all get those same ads.
Yeah.
Like they're really good at placing those ads.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just know one day I'm going to just be around some of my friends or at a party just snapping, cracking on people. And I'll have those shoes on and someone will be like, that's why you buy your shoes from Instagram ads.
Damn.
And I just can't. Because we all know we all get the same ads. And I could just see that playing out in my head. And I'm like, I would lose
fight.
That battle.
It's a fight. No, you got to fight. You got to get down. Yeah. That's for sure. Like these, I will buy these.
Those are hard.
But I just don't know what the texture, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what they fit like. I can't buy these online. I have to be able to go in the store and try these on first and touch them and feel them. And then I could, you know, kind of like the women I date. I have to touch them and feel them first. And then I know if I can take them for the long haul.
I feel like we can get canceled.
Okay,
for that.
I mean, we're gonna just...
Not anything about their personalities, right?
No,
fuck
I don't
that.
Care about
yeah.
that would never be that. For long term.
No. We don't care about their personalities. Rory.
Has this summer been living up to you guys' expectations?
I didn't know it was still the summer. I thought it was over.
The summer. The summer's been cool. I think it's been cool. It's been busy. It's been but it's been cool. I'm not mad at the summer so far. It's still a lot of summer left. But
is there?
Yeah, we still have...
A month and a half?
Yeah, but it leaks into September.
Yeah, we got August, we got September.
And with global warming, I mean, October might be lit.
Speaking of global warming, I'm seeing that they are trying to...
I know you think it's a myth.
Me? No, I believe that the planet has gotten warmer for sure.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
New music came out. Wasn't a bad Friday.
It wasn't. It actually was a good Friday.
I was going to say, was it a good Friday?
It was a good Friday. I'm going to be honest, man. The Neo album.
Of course, you want to start with the one that I didn't fully get through yet.
Okay, okay.
So but give me your review.
The Neo album is really good. I'm really enjoying it. I think that Neo is back in his pocket, his groove. You know, when Neo put the fedora on and became a gentleman, he kind of lost us a little bit for a few years.
Why? You think so?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't lose me. I was still listening, but when I say
I have Here the Gentleman as a personal classic. Oh, I can totally understand. Absolutely. So I was like, that's not a classic. Same. To me,
I'm talking about, like, after that, it seems like we kind of, like, moved away from Neo. He wasn't as hot as he once was.
Yeah.
He wasn't as in demand as he once was. He still was an amazing songwriter. Mm-hmm. He was doing television, you know, Dancing with the Stars, and then he was a judge on, was it American Idol? Or was it? No, it was a So You Think You Could Dance. One of those shows.
Okay.
Yeah, he was a judge on that. So he was doing a lot of other things, not just music. Running Motown. He became a businessman. Mm-hmm. So he wasn't the Neo that we...
I'm listening.
That we fell in love with, that we were big on before. Mm. This album, though, self-explanatory,
over there,
has been amazing. I've been listening to it all weekend since it came out. 14 tracks, 13 tracks, no interludes. He didn't give us no interludes. He gave us straight.
Is it more like contemporary R&B shit, or is he in a kind of newer bag?
It's contemporary. It's, you know, some of the up tempo Neo.
Okay.
Some dance feel to it.
Ooh.
Okay.
But then he's giving us that content, that toxic shit that we like.
For sure.
Ooh.
You got a few toxic records on there. The first record, Laying Low, with Zay France, I thought was dope. I liked the way he just went straight into it. Wasn't no skits, no funny business. Mm. Getting straight into the fucking music. This is what it is. This is my new album. Mm. This is the new music. It's been good. I'm really liking this album. Shout out to Neo, because this project is definitely a good project to put out, especially in this type of, I don't want to say climate, but, you know, with all the R&B that's going on now. This was a good album. He doesn't sound like nobody. It's not the same feel. It's not the same features.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he got a joint with Trippie Redd. I never expected Trippie Redd to be on a Neo album. You know what I mean?
Well, I didn't expect that first single with Young Blue either. And yeah. I love it. Like, that threw me off. When I first saw it posted, I was like, I like Young Blue and I love Neo, but I don't know if I want them together. And then I listened to it and I was fucking wrong. Like,
yeah, no,
this is great together.
No, this Neo album is really good. I'm really enjoying this album. So shout out to Neo, self-explanatory, available now on your DSPs.
We've obviously are starting to see the elders in hip hop and how hip hop is growing as far as, like, you know, the older artists and how they're moving and putting out music. I am curious to see now with, like, the R&B singers of my high school and junior high years, like, how that's going to age. Because R&B, the sound has changed so drastically. How they're going to coexist. So I'm excited that this Neo album is good.
No, it's the album.
I want them to continue to make music.
An album that came out and I'm mad I didn't get to yet was Rowdy Rebel's album, Rebel versus Rowdy. I heard the first 8 joints, but it's like kind of like a double disc.
Okay.
It's like 9 and 9, I believe. Rowdy versus Rebel. Mm. The joint with A Boogie and Jadakiss, I believe, New York.
Okay.
Like that record. I like the video a lot too.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna get into this record this week. This album this week though, because I was, you know, I used to always talk about Rowdy and how I thought that he was the artist out of between him and Bobby. Bobby was obviously the face,
he's
the energy,
the star.
He was the star, but Rowdy was the real artist that I always felt like he made really good
songs.
Records.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because I don't see, unless it's not listed, I don't see Bobby on this album. I don't know what that's about, but
I don't think it's anything with bad blood. I just think
No, I'm not saying that, but I that was just interesting to me that I'm looking at the track list and I don't see Bobby on any of these. Again, I could be wrong. I didn't fully go through the project yet, but I don't think Bobby is on this album at all. But I'm gonna listen to this project though, because I was excited that, I don't want to say excited, that just sounds crazy. But I was
Rowdy for Rowdy?
Nah. I was happy when Rowdy announced that his album was coming out, because I always felt like, you know, he had the potential to be a star. He definitely was making good records before the whole you know, situation happened with him and him and the crew got, you know, locked up for a few years. I always felt like he had the potential to make really good records. The computer record, obviously,
is,
you know,
the best one personally out of
But I just always, you know, always his presence on tracks and, you know, his style, he was different. I just always felt like he had the real potential to be really successful and be a star. So I do want to really sit and listen to this project. But the couple of joints that I heard, I liked. And like I said, the record with A Boogie and Kiss, the New York record, I like that video a lot too.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely going to check it out. Were him and Bobby actually locked up together? Like once they went upstate? Were they in the same?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Because if they were, if they were together, I could totally see why he wouldn't be on this album. You ever just be around someone for a while? You don't hate them at all. It's just like, bro, I've looked at your face for 6 years.
Yeah, but your first
album? Let's take some time away from each other.
Yeah, but your first album? I just thought Bobby would have been on the first album. This is his first album.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, come on, Bobby.
He might be on it. Again,
he might be on it. Like I said, I didn't go through all the tracks.
I just looked it up. He's not on it.
He's not on it.
I don't think it's for any personal reasons. Yeah, but
I don't think so either, but that's interesting. That's what I'm saying.
It very much is.
That's interesting. I don't know. You know, I was expecting to get another... I was expecting to get at least one record from him and Bobby, but to not have any was kind of like, okay, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Rowdy versus Rebel, available now on your DSPs. And I'm definitely listening to that, get into this album this week.
I guess we could just stay rap real quick. Banks, of course, inevitable too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
how you feeling? How you feeling?
I mean, I didn't want to get full review when I had heard it from last episode because I just wanted to wait till it was really out. I don't know if it's as good as the first one, but it's really close. I do think it's going to age better. I think it has more replay value than the first one.
I like the features.
The features are great. That Kiss verse is one of my favorite verses of the year so far.
I like that Menace record with him and Conway. Living Proof with him and Benny. I like that.
I feel like the first one was Banks kind of proving a point of like, I'm back for real.
Mm-hmm.
This feels like more comfortable. I'm not trying to prove shit, Banks, which I liked.
Okay.
It gave a more comfortable listen too. Like it feels more fun. It feels like, all right, I'm rapping. I proved my point already. Now let me give you some actual songs. And these feel like songs, whereas the first one was just Banks rapping his fucking ass off and giving you mature perspective with punchlines, all that. This felt like, yo, I'm going to go make some actual songs. And that's what I feel like this is.
Two things I think Course of the Inevitable 2 changed from the first one. I like the production on this one more.
Same.
And I like the mixing on this one more.
Same.
Which was two of the things that from the last time I took away, that I was like, yo, the mixing could have been better.
Yeah.
Production could have been a little stronger. So I do like the fact that, you know, they stepped it up on this album with that. So that to me was enough. And then obviously the features are who we want to hear. Lloyd Banks with Conway, Benny, Kiss.
Yayo sounded great to me.
Yayo. So yeah, man. Dave East.
Yeah.
Votto. I like that Traffic joint too. I think that's the one they have a video for. I'm not sure. But I think they have a video for that one. So yeah, man, I like this joint. Nothing to say about Banks. He's consistent. He is who he is at this point. He's not changing his game in the ninth inning. Still one of the best rappers, bar spitters, that we have in our culture.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I like the fact. Like I said, the only thing I didn't like about the first album was I didn't like the mixing. And I thought the production could have been stronger. And on this project, they stepped it up with both of those. So
I didn't get a chance to listen to it, but I saw a lot of people talking about it over the weekend. The Gangsta Art CMG label album, Yo Gotti, Moneybagg Yo, and everyone that signed it to CMG.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of great reviews from people. I have not listened to it yet, but people whose opinion I trust with music.
Yeah.
Said it's really, really good.
That
the Lizzo album, I know you was going crazy over the weekend.
No. I didn't get it to listen. Did you hear it though? I didn't get it.
No, I didn't hear it.
Lizzo was not
nothing against out. Lizzo. It's just not my type of.
Yeah, Lizzo's not putting out music for me.
Like, no, she's of course definitely not. Worried and she
about
shouldn't.
Yeah, she's not worried about if I'm listening to her album or not.
The Steve Lacy album, Gemini Writes. I mean, I have a bad history with Gemini, so I didn't like the title. But and I don't know if Gemini deserve rights. That's just me. But
wow.
You don't know if Gemini have rights?
No, I don't think they deserve rights.
Yeah, man, let's take all the rights from Gemini.
Yeah, like I don't think Gemini should be able to vote. Yeah.
That's funny.
I was really anticipating this album because I love Steve Lacy. Really, really love him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first half, I don't want to say underwhelmed. I was confused. Felt very bare. By the second half, I loved it. And then when I played it back on my second listen, I enjoyed the first half because I heard the second half. I don't know if that makes sense, mm-hmm. but it made sense to me. And now I really love it. But it took a few listens because that beginning half is weird.
Where is he from?
It's very bare. I have no idea where Steve Lacy's from. But the album is really, really good. It's just confusing at first. That's all. You're not really sure where he's trying to take us.
Steve Lacy was born in Compton.
In Compton?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's young too, 24.
Yeah.
Wow.
Steve Lacy's gonna be around for a while, man. He's so fucking talented. I really, really fuck with him. One of my homegirls put it the best way. She thought she was having a temper tantrum with deciding if she loved it, liked it, or absolutely hated it. It's just it makes you confused. I don't know how to explain it until you listen to it.
Like emotionally, I think vibe-wise.
Vibe-wise too. I think it's she also said there's no way he's not manipulative in real life. And I said, you're probably right, because this album is that. You get manipulated by the sounds. It's a very interesting album. And I probably sound like a fucking nerd and all that shit. But yeah. I did have weird emotions throughout the entire thing. And I feel like that was probably intentional.
He wanted to take you on that. Because even
the audio of
it. Because I was annoyed at one point.
The cover art is interesting. Like, he's the devil. It's, you know.
He's a Gemini.
What annoyed you about it? Yeah.
I get it.
Listen, Geminis make great artists, though. I'll tell you that much. Some of my favorite artists ever. And y'all know I shit on astrology all the time. But I don't find it it's just a coincidence that so many of the greatest artists are Geminis.
It's because you're a Taurus.
No one cares about my sign. The least popular sign ever. No one ever talks about us. They don't shit on us or talk good about us. We just don't exist.
Damaris?
Don't ask me how I feel about Tauruses.
You know, Tauruses.
Well, do you have a favorite horoscope? Like, I mean, a favorite sign?
Like, most girls you date or fuck are?
Yeah, well, even if you don't know it's your favorite. Like, have you noticed the pattern and like, oh, damn, all these bitches' birthdays are in April.
That's hilarious.
No, but a funny thing that I did notice is that I date a lot of women. I have dated a lot of women whose names ended with the letter A. I noticed that about myself.
Okay.
All
right. What? No, I mean, I get it. That's common.
It's very common.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Most people's names in the letter A.
How do we know that? How do y'all know that most people's names
because
end with
a
letter
lot
A?
Of women's names end in
There's Olivia, Emma, Charlotte, there's Amelia, Ava, Sophia,
okay, there's
Alexa, Shayna, other names. Anything with a sh in it, Keisha, Ish, all of them, they end in
That's not very specific.
I can name
like
30 female names that don't end with
you can, but I can name right 500 Go. That do.
Michelle.
Damaris. Okay.
Yeah. Damaris. April.
Karen.
Karen.
Mm-hmm.
Stacy.
Are you dating any Karens or Stacys?
I've dated a Stacy.
Or Damaris's?
I've never even met a Damaris. This is the first Damaris I've ever met.
Same. Baby.
Let's keep it that way.
Yeah, so that statement of women's names being that's just stupid.
There's just a lot more with the
other. There's a lot of names that end in us.
They follow the shade room.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a meme on the shade room.
I noticed that a lot of women I date, their name ends with the letter A for some odd reason. Mm. I don't know.
Maybe you like a lot of us.
Yeah, or maybe it's just like it's certain names that don't exist no more. I think that because the generations have changed so much, like it's certain girls' names when you see them now, you be like, your parents named you that? Like
when was the last time y'all met a Penelope?
It's been a while.
Penelope?
There was an era where the Penelope, a lot of people got the Penelope off.
Yeah.
Or the Allison
Nicole's. When I was a kid, there was a lot
there
of
are so many Allison Nicole's.
You know what
Nicole's
I'm dying to see like a resurgence of? Where are the Suzanne's at?
Suzanne.
I ain't seen a Suzanne
in nursing quite some time.
I haven't that's disrespectful. I haven't seen the Suzanne.
They're with the Mildreds.
Where are the Suzanne's of the world? Like, where are they hiding? All you Suzanne's out there, wake up. Say something.
Yeah, I seen
tweet us. Do something.
Susie used to be like, oh, Susie coming. Yeah, oh, that's Susie Lincoln?
I like Suzanne's. There's a few Suzanne's. I'm like, where are the Suzanne's? I haven't met a Monica in a while.
Janet's.
I miss Monica.
Where's
Monica?
Monica's?
Monica's were everywhere.
Girls don't name their daughters Monica anymore. Now now you need Karma. In Essence and
Karma.
Essence is an old ass name too. Anybody named their daughter
that
Essence
old.
Now?
It's not that old. Essence is not that old.
Right now, growing up, are all the Londons, the Parises, the
Karmas. Yeah, you know the Karmas and the days of the weeks. My daughter's name is Wednesday.
Brooklyn's.
Yeah.
Brooklyn's.
Luna, I love the moon.
It's just like, where like the Monicas, where you remember the
Agathas?
You've dated an Agatha?
No, not an Agatha.
But so you're not old enough to date an Agatha. Agatha is like right after slavery.
Oof.
That's like Agatha.
Stop.
The first woman named Agatha was definitely born in 1893 or something for sure. Like that. Perfect. Agatha? Agatha is crazy.
Harriet.
Who?
Harriet's the Harriet.
Oh, Harriet.
I miss old names, man. My grandmother's name was Eileen.
Where are the Eileens at?
My grandmother's name is Lily. I had a Lillian and an Eleanor for my grandmother.
Like, oh, you know who's
Eleanor is definitely old.
You know who's phasing out, and they're known for like having cute girls? Charlene's. The Charlene's of the world are phasing out. Charlene's, I never met an ugly Charlene in my life.
I feel like I'll take it even further. I think Maya's are phasing out.
Damn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know Maya was.
Everybody was Maya.
It was never not a fine Maya.
Maya's, Drea's, the Andreas.
Yeah, Drea's, I mean. Yeah, I think I probably only know one Drea now.
Really? I know like 10.
No, I'm talking about like new friends.
Oh. Drea's?
Not like Drea's from my childhood that are, they didn't die. I'm just saying new.
We need a new batch. Y'all get out there and y'all start fucking in the name of your daughter.
Yo,
Dreas,
Nick Cannon, man. Yeah. You need to bring some names back since you're doing
Nick,
all this fucking.
Because Nick is the one that's going to be able to do it for us. Nick, if you got five daughters, they got to be at least named Dreas, Suzanne,
Maya, for
Charlene.
Sure.
Like, yeah, we need them type of names back. We need them real names, them strong names, not Karma Monroe. And Apple.
Oh, he has Powerful Queen Cannon.
See, that's that new shit.
That's his daughter's name?
See, that's that new shit.
And I get the meaning behind it. Your name is Powerful. Yeah, let's name my child King. I get it.
Yeah. Powerful Queen Cannon?
Powerful Queen Cannon. Zen Cannon, Moroccan Cannon, Monroe Cannon.
Those are like three power
Zion words. Cannon. Golden Cannon. Wow.
Dolan?
Golan. Golden. Excuse me.
Golden?
Yeah. You know English makes sense.
Moroccan and Maro are Mariah's kids.
Was Lauryn Hill the one that started this wave?
Zion.
Zion is a beautiful name, by the way. But I think people did take her style, and I obviously know the meaning of Zion and the significance. I do think people took that name, was like, oh, wait, we could name our kids shit like this?
But I feel like celebrities have always been, especially white celebrities, have always been naming their kids weird shit.
Yeah.
For, like, they've always, it's like they come out with the weirdest shit in the world. I remember they killed Kim for naming North, and like now everybody loves that name.
I think that name is hard, to be honest with you, but.
Stormy is an interesting name too.
It's the first time you heard it. Northwest was funny though.
I just think that we should move away from naming our kids as like Marvel characters.
Like, what do you mean? Just
like
Wolverine?
No, it's move away from that.
Oh.
I think are people doing that?
I think we're moving closer to the Marvel names than we are moving away from it. Yeah, absolutely.
What was dude's name from Transformers? The main robot?
Optimus Prime.
Yeah. You know that's coming.
I know there's the
Optimus Prime cannon is coming.
No, Optimus.
Yeah, Optimus Prime cannon is
Nick,
on the way.
Nick, please don't name your next son Optimus Prime cannon, man. Please, Nick, don't do that. Don't do that.
Optimus Prime. I like the name Optimus. That's kind of cool.
Well, I feel like bullying.
You would not. Actually, you would date a name of Optimus.
She would. Yes.
Like, Demarius, what's your new boyfriend name? I'm going to tell you. I'm going to laugh. And she call him Op for short.
Oh, for sure.
Yo.
You know Damascus will call her, he the Op.
When she get mad.
Like, you got beef with him? No, his name is Optimus. I'm like,
you know when your mother would use your whole name when she got mad at you? She probably does that when she's mad at him. He's Op when she's mad.
Oh, yeah. He's Optimus after he finished laying it down. Yeah. Mm. Like, Optimus, you hungry?
He's prime after.
Ew, that's disgusting.
You transform this pussy.
I'm going to get my wings.
This has been another episode of the new Rory and Maul podcast. If you're still here and you're still listening, thank you, first of all.
Thank God bullying has changed, by the way. Can you imagine like our era of bullying? I know there's cyberbullying now, but they don't focus on people's names. You know the amount of jokes we would come up with?
Cyberbullying
is
not real, though.
Of course it's not, but to these kids it is.
It's not real.
I agree with you.
Eden, how old are you?
27.
Have you ever felt bullied over the internet?
No.
All right then. So what are we talking about?
Wait, why is Eden the end all be all?
It's not my
turn. Because he said it's real. So I'm like, okay.
These kids, they view that exactly. To us, it's like, bro, that's not bullying. Just turn your phone off.
But cyberbullying was a thing.
They live on the internet.
Cyberbullying was a thing 10 years ago. 2012.
Yeah, and I laughed at 22 years old. Because I was really bullied as a kid.
He was still in high school.
I was punched in the face. Do you think a tweet is going to affect me?
He was still in high school 10 years ago. So did you ever feel like somebody bullied you on the internet?
No. Let me tell you how they do it now, though. I have a friend of mine who's a counselor, right? So the girls are like the most fucked up ones, apparently. And what they'll do is that they'll make a group chat, right? And I guess, I don't know. Then they'll invite the girl that they want to bully.
Three-way call.
Right. Oh yeah, basically, right. So then they invite the girl who they want to bully, and then they just target her in the group chat, and then they leave the group chat.
That's fucked. That's actually really fucked up. It's a really foul move. That's some sick shit.
That's kind of fucked up. You don't
think
so?
It's fucked up, but it's not going to ruin my day. I'm not going to go in my room and cry.
It's going to ruin your 12-year-old daughter's day.
That's the only thing that's how they communicate.
Your 12-year-old daughter is going to be heartbroken from being called fat and all that shit in a group chat, and then can't do anything about it when they all leave.
I'm just saying, imagine if we were 12 in our era and someone named Northwest came on the playground, they would get joked off the monkey bars.
Yeah, but
they would have to go down the slide to get the fuck out of there.
Right.
We would destroy the name Northwest.
Your number in this
case. I understand how people can be affected by it. I understand how kids can, their feelings can be hurt. But when you say cyberbullying, I think they get that off one time, you can block them.
Not if they make another number. Kids are smart.
Yeah, but you can still keep blocking this. That's obviously this kid's, he's stupid. You keep creating a new number so you can call me and text me mean things.
Yes.
You're stupid.
You're putting logic and maturity but into bullying, a 12-year-old, like,
yeah, 12-year-olds don't
insecure,
have
developing mind.
But this is where this comes into play now. This is where parenting comes into play.
Yeah, but some people are shitty parents.
We know that. So that's what I'm saying. But when I say cyberbullying, I just think that is so... there was no way leaving high school I could avoid the Bloods. Couldn't do it. I had to get on that train. I had to walk those blocks. Cyberbullying, if a nigga start tweeting me and fucking and gets my number and texts me some mean things, I'm like, yo, suck my dick. Like, we gonna text and tweet back. But now I'm not gonna say that to the Bloods that standing by the four train.
Oh, no, yeah. Okay.
You can't. It's just a dick. It's like, bro, that's bullying.
While I agree,
I have
with
to
you,
give these kids my money. Like, I have to. I have no choice. I want to live. I want to go home.
It's a different
why
era.
I agree with you, but I am gonna have some pushback. Is you view cyberbullying as that way because you have the reference of the Bloods,
the old school. Yeah.
A lot of these kids. I mean, I know gangs haven't gone anywhere, but right. A lot of these kids live on the phone and inside. So to them, their only point of reference in being treated poorly is on the internet. And they're going to take it to heart because they don't have the same reference of going, well, you know, I used to fear for my life walking home on certain blocks. Those were real bullies. They don't have that. They just have
saying
mean things from fake pages.
But that's why to me, that's just.
To you.
To you.
Because you can easily, you control that. You can turn that off and on. You can open the app on your phone and read your tweets. You can open the app on your phone and read your comments on IG.
When your life is the internet. When you're
12, you're already obsessed and engulfed into it already.
As a 12-year-old, your life shouldn't be the internet, first and foremost. That's shouldn't even be on the internet like that if you're 12 years old.
I view it this way. If you was getting bullied on the playground and that was your playground and you had to go to it every day, no matter what, that's their playground. They live on the internet. So it's not like they could just close the phone. It's not like I can never go to that playground. I have to go.
Right. Yeah, but here's the thing about that.
To them.
You also... The internet is your playground, but you can also, there are also different playgrounds on the internet. These people don't have to have, you can block them on the internet.
Yeah, but you could create.
Just make another account.
Yeah. You become a whole new person to the playground.
You know how many people I block every day? They just come in my comments saying like crazy dumb shit.
I don't block anyone.
Block them.
I don't block anyone because I just feel like, well, I block people. Let me not say that, but.
I love
blocking. Why I don't do it is because, no.
You know why?
That's what they
want. Get upset about.
No, that's what they want.
You ever had people ask you like, why'd you block me?
Absolutely. Every day.
Like right after.
Every single day.
No. I get tweets constantly. Hey, can you talk to Maul and ask him why you blocked me?
Yeah.
That's what I get.
Oh, no, I do that all the time. I love blocking people.
Yeah, like, but you know a lot of them, and I don't understand the behavior, but it's so common now. I won't say that. That was their goal.
Yeah, they just want to get...
They feel that's the finish line. They got accomplished. Ooh, and they think, oh, I got him so mad. I just affected his day. I hate myself so much. I want to affect someone else's day. Meanwhile. And they think the block means that you got upset.
Right.
Like, which is not the case.
No, it's not that I'm not upset.
If I don't have to see it, I don't
want to
see it.
Yeah, it's like you saying you want me to react. You want me to engage with you. You want me to go back and forth with you. I'm not. Sometimes I'll even ignore it. But some people say... It's like they're saying really, really disrespectful shit.
Yeah.
Like you calling me out my name, you dropping F-bombs and all of this. And it's just like, all right,
fam. Now imagine that, but you were 12.
Yeah, right.
And it was people they go to school with.
But I'm not even, we shouldn't even, but then that's different. Like I said, my parents would know. But that's not, it's not going to.
Don't tell their parents.
That's
they get scared.
You know why? Because they're not even supposed to be on the internet.
Yeah, that's also nothing.
This is the thing. You hide shit from your parents because you're not supposed to be doing that. Number one.
It's a scary place for a developing mind.
Absolutely. Which is why a lot of parents don't want their kids on the internet.
And I get it.
You see, back then the internet was too slow for me to like really acquire all that info. Now you can get that shit lightning fast no matter where you are.
The internet is great if you use it the right way. I always say it all the time. I love the internet and I hate it at the same same time. Mm-hmm. It's great for certain things. It's not so great for certain things. And it's all based on how you use it. Cyberbullying to me is just not one of those real things. You control that more than you can control actually walking down the block from school or going to school and kids in your school bullying you. That's a totally different thing. Once I'm home and I have this in my hand or I'm at my laptop or my desktop, whatever, I control that. I can literally block all of you from saying stupid shit to me. And that'll be the end of that.
You have like over 30 years of experience of the internet, though.
And yeah, and you went, you went into
12-year-old shouldn't be on the internet.
You went into the internet with somewhat of a mature mind and knowing who you were,
right?
So it's way different than growing up on.
Plus, in school, you know they have to use tablets and stuff by like 10.
I have a weird relationship with the internet because I do think the internet has changed my life and career tremendously. I don't know how it would have went without the internet. But I also think it's the reason for the downfall of society.
I feel like we say this.
I think both are true.
Mm-hmm.
Like I could never live with how we operate any business or career. We could never do without the internet. It's changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think it's the downfall of everything as well.
Wow, the internet is a crazy fucking place, man. It's just so much shit goes on and it's just like people can say and do anything, upload anything. It's just like it gives access and platform to some shit that doesn't need or deserve access or platforms.
Remember the era of Twitter when people would brag and be proud of the list of celebrities that blocked them?
Yeah.
That still goes on.
That was a nasty
tweet. Weird.
It's just weird. Like, why are you bragging about that? Why are you proud of that?
Because it's like saying, oh, they saw it.
Yeah.
They saw what I said. And it
or
got
their assistant saw it.
It made them upset. Yeah, that's the part they don't they don't think about. Like, you know, this person literally does not do anything on the internet. Like, they don't have access or like passwords. They don't even have an account on their phone. Yeah. This is all like,
this is like a whole
manager. Yeah, like this is, they have a whole department at the label set up for this. Like, mm-hmm. This is not the real artist. People don't think about that. So they just sit on there and say, shit.
I'd be lying if I said I've never trolled before. We all have. Yeah, it was fun. But when trolling becomes your life,
yeah,
you have a sicker mental problem than the internet.
Shots like Reddit.
If your lifestyle is trolling, that's fucking weird to me.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, it's sports. The Knicks are talking about trading the entire team for Donovan Mitchell.
I saw that. I heard they were going to trade the Garden.
I think Dolan was somewhere in that trade.
Oh,
as well.
Oh, please, if we can get rid of Dolan,
we can do that.
Everybody was hitting me because they was asking about Julius, and I, you know, just let y'all know, I did because I was concerned about Julius in the trade, and he confirmed that he will not be getting traded.
Okay.
So
breaking news.
He's in the future plans for the Knicks. I do think the Knicks will try to trade for Donovan Mitchell.
Donovan and him would be great.
But Julius Randle will not be a part of any of that.
Mm.
So I was happy to hear that because I don't know why you would trade your most recent all-star for another all-star.
I'll tell you.
It's the Knicks.
Because Knicks.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Knicks. I mean, and I like Donovan Mitchell. I don't think he's worth all that Utah's asking for. I see why they would ask for it because it's like once we lose him, we're going to be set back a few years.
Right.
But I wouldn't pull the trigger on asking for what I saw some of the things that Utah was asking for Donovan Mitchell. I like Donovan Mitchell. I think he's a star, but he hasn't won anything. He hasn't come close to winning anything. I just don't see why you would be trading the entire roster for this player. I just don't.
Yeah,
I don't understand that. The Katie and
I was about to say where just Katie with the Suns. What's going on?
I don't think they have the money after they gave DeAndre Ayton all of that money and paid Devin Booker, and you know, I just don't. They don't have it to give Katie at this point. So, they don't need him. I know that sounds crazy. I know that sounds crazy because Kevin Durant, everyone can use Kevin Durant. He's one of those talents that is just once in a lifetime player. He's 7 feet. He plays like a fucking shooting guard. I get it. But when I say they don't need him, it's because I'm saying they've had a lot of success. They've been right there. They just was in the finals 2 years ago.
Mm. I mean, the Warriors were in the finals the year before and then they grabbed Durant.
True.
Yeah, but we're gonna really sit down and talk about that one day. That was more of a Nike move than it was a Kevin Durant move.
Ooh, explain.
This is just me. I don't think Kevin Durant ever even cared to go to Golden State. I think that he was cool where he was at in OKC. I think that he was cool if he would have went to, you know, the Lakers. He was cool. Kevin Durant's one of those players. I don't think that he really cares where he plays basketball at.
Don't think he would have thought that was an instant ring, and it was.
Yeah, for 2 years in but a they row. Had a ring before him though. Oh, so no, it's not like him, so it's not like he went there and brought a team that was in the gutter to prominence. They were one of the best teams in the league for a few years at that point. I think that Nike, because up until that point, Stephen Curry had the number one shoe in the league, I think 3 years in a row, 4 years in a row. So Under Armour had the number one shoe in the league 3-4 years in a row. And I think that Nike couldn't stand by and watch that happen. So they had to put the swoosh. They had to send the swoosh right next to UA.
Okay.
They had to put the swoosh right next to Steph. I can see that because move. It was like, fam, he has the number one sneaker in the league 3-4 years running.
Yeah.
Nike, we're doing the uniforms now. He Under Armour can't have the number one selling shoe in the league.
Yeah.
So I believe that Nike coerced him into going there. I believe they gave him a big bag for it.
That's an interesting move. It's funny you say that because I want Durant to go to Portland.
Mm-hmm.
That's personally just because I fuck with Trailblazers. Okay, yeah. Like, I can now, that just hit my head too of like, oh, Portland would make a lot of sense with Nike being right there.
Absolutely would make a lot of sense. It would make the most sense. It's a market that, but here's the thing. I think that you have to start asking, is it just business? Because that team still isn't going to beat the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love KD, I love Dame, two of my favorite players in the league. But
well, they have been beat.
The Warriors?
Yes, that's exact. Damn near the exact squad. Braun beat them the year they broke the record.
But well, I guess
that was the year Braun beat them, right? 2016. They lost. Broke the record.
That was 6 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm just saying they have lost before.
No, they absolutely.
I guess in the Western Conference.
I'm talking about in the Western Conference. You know? I don't think any team. I don't think Kevin Durant and OKC couldn't beat the Warriors.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it was KD and Russ. You know what I'm saying? And OKC had some really good teams. Harden, like,
I really wish that team never.
Serge Ibaka and they had some really
Harden,
good teams.
Westbrook and Durant were some of my favorite basketball.
They had some really good teams, but the thing about Golden State is they don't have any egos. They don't care who's the number one leading scorer. They don't care who had game high tonight. They don't care who won MVP. They don't care about any of that shit. You talk about other teams, there's ego on other teams.
Yeah. Well, Draymond has an ego, but not towards his teammates.
No, not towards his teammates. Yeah. No, absolutely not. And that's what I'm saying. So that's the difference with Golden State is they have a superstar like Steph Curry. They have a superstar like Klay Thompson. They have a guy like Draymond that's vocal, that's, you know, he's going to do all the dirty shit. He's going to, not dirty because I don't want to give him that, but he's going to do all the physical shit, all the shit that, you know, kind of doesn't end up on the stat sheet, but he's going to do that every night with no problem about doing it. He doesn't care if he scores. He doesn't care if, you know, I mean, Draymond doesn't care about that. He wants to win. I just feel like, you know, no matter what teams do in the West right now, right, nobody's beating Golden State.
Not the Warriors.
No, I don't think so. So I don't know if KD is still leaving Brooklyn. I would like to see him stay. I think that when you win in New York, it just resonates louder than winning anywhere else. So, I mean,
We haven't known since 1973.
No, but when I say winning, I'm not even talking about championship.
I'm just winning in general.
The playoffs, just winning a round or two.
It gets crazy, yeah.
Yeah, like he went to the Eastern Conference Finals against the Bucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fire.
Yo, I'm talking about like everybody was watching that series. Yeah. And that's really because it was a New York team at that level again.
Yep.
People was watching. So I just think that, you know, Kevin Durant should stay in New York. I don't think he will though.
And for all the people that think we're delusional New Yorkers and we all think people care about New York, no, advertisers care about where the most people are.
Absolutely.
And the most people are in major cities, New York being one of them. So when Brooklyn gets the Eastern Conference Finals, it's a way easier ad sell because they know more people will watch.
Right.
Yeah. We're not delusional, even though we are.
We are.
But that's why. We don't think everyone's like, ooh, the Knicks, the Nets. No, it's New York. Rangers. It's with any sport.
Juan Soto. He's an outfielder for Washington Nationals.
Mm-hmm.
He rejected a 15-year, $440 million deal and will now entertain trade offers. I'm going to say that again. He rejected a 15-year, $440 million deal.
I don't even know if I want to comment on anyone's that has access to that type of money decision.
Fam, you know,
he has to know something we don't know.
He knows math. I'm assuming he knows math.
Okay, well, agent or him, I don't know the gentleman.
Fam, sometimes you overthink it.
15 years is
a long time.
440 million is a long time and a fun time.
15 years is a long time, bro.
15 years is a long time.
And you don't know the stipulations in that contract of yeah, what he has to fulfill to yeah. get to that 400 million. Like,
no, fam, with baseball, it's guaranteed.
That money is guaranteed. Is that 100% true, though?
Baseball money is guaranteed.
All right, what happens if he gets hurt next year? Are they going to pay him that money for 15 years?
You don't understand it. Guaranteed.
That's crazy.
From the moment you sign, guaranteed. It's like the NBA.
I just think there's always...
Once you sign, it's guaranteed. You can go out there and blow your fucking...
contract jargon.
No, I mean, now he probably has things like how many all-star appearances and things like that he has to make, but that's when you're talking about making more than the 440.
Yeah.
He can potentially make 500 if he meets certain things, mm-hmm. but the 440 is guaranteed. I think turning that down takes a lot of fucking cojones, Juan.
Wish my mother didn't take me out of T-ball. Not that I would have made it.
I was wiffle ball champion like two summers in a row. I was smacking that shit all over the Grand Concourse.
Playing wiffle ball on Grand Concourse is fucking hysterical.
Yeah, man. Fun times. But yeah, I just thought that was crazy. What a blessed position to be in when you could turn down $440 million. And yeah. I think he's like 23 or 24 years old or some shit like that.
That's insane.
So he probably might want a shorter term deal. He might want something like 5 years.
No, I'm hearing he wants to come to the Yankees. That's what it is. I'm hearing he wants to play for the Yankees. That's what I'm hearing. So,
I mean,
I get it. I understand.
They might offer him $100 million less, but you know,
it would be in pinstripes.
It's a lot of money.
I mean, his original
might be able to get more endorsement deals in New York that have less of a commitment a 15-year contract, and he may get to the 400 million.
You know, once you put him in pinstripes, it's you know, and you play decent, you'll make your money
for sure. Well, yeah, I think that's good. We'll be back.
I was going to try to catch a Yankee Red Sox game, but I'm probably not.
Yeah.
I just love when we play Red Sox, and they're the top two teams in the American League East right now. So
it is fun.
Yeah, I got to go. I want to go to the stadium and talk my shit, and I need a new jersey too.
We should all go as a team.
Yeah, we could
do that. Sounds expensive. Well, we're getting bleacher seats.
Oh, yeah, we could do that.
We'll sneak down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Second single. Well, I guess you'd call it single. Friday.
Yeah.
The 22nd.
What's the name of it? Do we know the name of it yet?
Not Me.
Not
Me. It was
at
the end when no one listened, so it's fine.
Not Me, new single from Rory. Who's on this one?
Sounds funny from Rory.
What's your project?
I know. It just sounds funny to me.
And you're Rory.
New single from Rory.
Yeah, and it's your name. Your parents named
you. My guy Raheem and Chantel May from Toronto.
Woo!
I like Chantel.
Yeah.
Talented.
It's an IG caption record.
Yeah. Not Me available.
The Ticks will be talking.
Okay, so we'll be back. We'll be back this weekend. We'll talk about it.
We'll play it on Friday.
So yeah, that's about. Oh, and more sports news. LeBron played in the Drew League for the first time in 11 years.
Oh, yes.
Shout out to LeBron. The Drew League was packed out to see him play. I like the fact that he played in the original gym, and he played in a new gym. I do like that.
So you think it's LeBron fine for him to play in the Drew League, but transgenders can't swim with women?
They can swim with other trans women. Yes.
Okay.
Just not with natural born female athletes. I think that's unfair.
All right. A lot of people in the Drew League were not naturally born like LeBron when it comes to playing basketball.
They're men, though. They're naturally born.
They could be dunked on, and it's
better. Yeah, I'm just better than you, though. That's all. I'm in the gym more than you. That's all.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, enjoy your week. Damaris still didn't take me to the movies. It's okay.
She said, "Want to go see Black Phone?
I don't want to see shit with you no more. You keep,
don't
you
do
keep
that because
me
all
up
the fucking time
to let me
you
down.
What I mean.
You keep setting me up to let me down. And then when I come here, the first thing you say is, I'm tired of niggas. Well, I'm tired of you saying you want to go to the movies, and then I don't hear from you until the next time I see you at work.
Women ain't shit.
Yeah. That's all, Damaris. I don't want to hear from you, okay? This has been another episode of New
Look
Rory and Maul.
Silencing black women.
Look how they spin it. Look how they You see how they spin it?
Wow.
You're right, Damaris. I apologize. I shouldn't have came at you like that. In the workspace, I see how that can offend you. So, yes, this has been a new episode of New Rory and Maul. We will be back this week to talk and kick it some more. Y'all be safe. Have a great week. I'm that nigga. The ginger is pissing. Y'all be good. Peace.